well, one main issue, and that is, how much does the government really care for the lower income group? Can they do more, and should they do more? I think you noticed over the last few months and weeks that there's a lot of impressive data being shown to us. GDP figures are up, unemployment figures are down, and so on. But if you look more closely, you will realize that the disparity in income in our population is widening. So let me share some data with you. Based on government statistics, right, the lower 20% of income earners have seen a very big drop in income. In 1988, the average household for the lower 20% earned $933 every month, 933, in 1998. In 2003, you know how much they earned? $795 for a household. And that is to meet a monthly expenditure of $1,259. If you move further up from 20 to 40%, you will find the data is similar. People are earning less than what they have to spend. Is this the kind of country we want? Now in our Workers' Party Manifesto, which has become very famous now, we actually proposed to have an unconditional needs-based safety net to help people who are in need. And you know what the government called it? A time bomb. And if you remember the response of the minister, he said, we will help the less fortunate, but only if their budget surpluses. Well, my question is this. If that is their principle, then what are they doing with the budget this year? You'll notice that this year everybody is getting money, right? Whether you're a millionaire or you're not. And they're going into deficit to pay all this money out. 2.92 million deficit, billion. So what kind of principle of governance are they operating on? They can't help the less fortunate if they're, only if they're surpluses. But they can throw money at you in an election year, no matter how much it takes. Do you know how rich the government is? Actually, we don't know, you know. We don't know, okay? Let me tell you why we don't know. Because, you know, in this year's budget debate, MPs were rather concerned that the government is going into deficit to fund some of these payouts this year. So there were questions raised by Mr. Lau and others saying, are we actually spending more than we have, you know, since we're going into deficit? And the Prime Minister, also Finance Minister, said, we don't have to touch our reserves because we can use capital receipts to fund these payments. In other words, they can sell off some assets and based on the money they get, they can fund the payments. And in closing, he told the MPs, don't worry, you know, the government is in a strong financial position. There are still some cards that I have not shown you yet. So what can we conclude from this? We don't really know how rich the government is, you know. Okay? And do you think they are poor? Okay, now, we want the PAP to take your concerns seriously, yeah? We want them to spend public money to improve your life. So if you're not satisfied with the performance of the PAP, what should you do? If you vote for PAP, you know what happens? You will vote and say, the people support us 75%, 80%. They are enjoying their lives, you know, we don't have to change. Okay, please bear this in mind, your vote is very important. Okay, last of all, if I may, I'd just like to talk to the residents of Aljunied GRC. I think many of you have met us in the course of the last few years. in walking in your areas, whether selling hammer or visiting your house. And we are doing this because we want you to know that we are very sincere in wanting to serve you and we are committed to you. This election, the Workers' Party is giving you a team of candidates whom we believe will be able to perform in Parliament. We have no worries about managing the Town Council because we will be very hands-on and we will engage professionals to help us. Okay, and above all, nobody persuaded us to enter politics. We didn't have to attend E parties, but we were not reluctant, you know, rejected the party many times. Five years to be elected. You have a choice. Vote for the Workers' Party. Thank you.